The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Look, Crevo, I want to be excited that it's Friday, but this weather, oh my God.
Oh, come on. You gotta, don't worry about the weather. It's Friday, man.
Nah, man. I'm going to a gig tomorrow night that's outdoors.
Oh, yeah, forgot
it. It is
that.
Meant to be torrential rain. I'm not looking forward to it.
Slap on a poncho. Ooh. You'll be right.
I do need to go to Kmart and buy myself a raincoat, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, like,
be
a
fine.
Crappy little poncho in this kind of weather. Okay, your little plastic ponchos, they're fine if it's like a drizzle. This is meant to be ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I'm not surprised your gig's going ahead.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't, to be honest.
Awkward. That was awkward.
Weekend plans, Crevo?
Just working the shop. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it.
Making money.
Making money, making bank.
Exactly. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Selling as many things as possible.
Make sure you go check it out this weekend. Rain, you know, shopping time.
It is perfect shopping time.
Exactly. Crevo's in
Get out of the house.
Come
exactly.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Weekend plans.
Work tomorrow and then probably just chill.
Oh, you're working tomorrow. That's unfortunate.
No skateboarding for you.
Well, it's going to be too wet, Crevo.
Isn't there any indoor like bowls or skate parks?
I think you're overestimating my ability. My 5K an hour down the foreshore is about as hectic as it gets.
I used to have a really good one at Marketown. I'm pretty sure it's an NAB now.
That sounds about right.
I think during COVID it didn't really go very well. Unfortunately,
yeah,
she couldn't go there. Hey, we're going to do a first of five catch up with Jess in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
So, Jess, good news for some of the lowest paid workers across Newcastle and the Hunter. Pay rise kicks in today.
Yeah, so it is July 1st, so it's the start of a new financial year. And a few weeks ago now, the Fair Work Commission made the announcement they were going to raise the minimum wage by 5.2%.
Amazing.
So, yeah, so it goes to $21.38 an hour. So for a lot of Aussies, that's an extra $40 a week, which is great news.
How good is it as well? No minimum amount to be earned for superannuation anymore.
Yeah, so there was a cap, which I didn't know about. If you earned less than $450 a month, your employer didn't actually need to contribute to your superannuation fund.
So dodgy.
Which seems ridiculous, yeah.
Exactly.
They're the people who need the super the most, you'd think.
Yeah, that's it. So that's scrapped now. So everyone should be getting superannuation.
And Centrelink and family payments are going to be increased too, but unfortunately everything else is going up. So
how much that helps? Like, it's less than inflation still.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, like they're talking about inflation figures over 7%.
Yeah, so. And the more pay rise for the lowest paid at 5.1, it's a pay cut.
Yeah, pretty much. But hey, that's the world we're living in, a high inflation at the moment. Now, train drivers are striking here. Is that the situation? What's happening there?
Yeah, so it caps off a week of a lot of strike action that we've seen from the Catholic and public school teachers yesterday, nurses and midwives. The train drivers were striking earlier this week as well. On Wednesday, the state government did make an offer to the union saying they would pay to fix a fleet of trains that have been sitting idle for 2 years. These trains, the drivers have some serious safety concerns about them. I have a mate who's a train driver and he said, you know, they're going to have to rely on CCTV to monitor around the train.
Yeah, they said they couldn't see properly when they were like at the guard's door, yeah?
Yeah, so imagine a Zoom call, and the more people you have on that Zoom call, the smaller the little boxes get. That's basically what they're seeing in the cab. So it's not a clear, you know, overall look at what's happening around the train, which is very dangerous.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Someone could fall between the tracks. You may not even know. So they're really concerned about that. The government did offer to fix the problem, but the union says, well, it's too little, too late. It's not in writing. They're going to strike today anyway. Drivers will refuse to operate any foreign-made trains. So that actually reduces the amount of trains on the line across the state by 70%. So,
wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Maybe if they just made them here, it wouldn't. Oh, mate.
Yep.
As soon as they gave that contract to overseas, you're just like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
This would have stopped so many issues.
Yeah.
100%. It would have, yeah.
Well, hopefully they can get back to normal soon. Hopefully they can fix the bloody trains, that's for sure. 70% off the line.
So there's going to be a weekend timetable in a lot of cases. So if you're going to catch the train, just double check the times of everything and allow plenty of extra travel time.
Well, if you're going to places like Sydney or whatever, I know like they do Rover coaches every so often from like Newcastle down to Sydney. Yeah. That could be an option. But yeah. Obviously plan ahead because...
Definitely, because otherwise you're going to be stuck.
Stuck, exactly. How
it's a good news, bad news situation for KFC fans, right? Mm. So we're going to go through some of this because it's all happening at once.
Yeah.
First thing is the third price rise this year.
KFC, what are you doing?
Well, you know, all the things are going up and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I know the wages are increasing today.
Yeah.
Minimum wage is increasing anyway. Maybe that's why?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's a possibility because, you know, I think... I don't know what KFC workers get paid.
No.
But I don't reckon it's a lot more than minimum wage for some of them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I will say. All right, so that's a bit of bad news. The good news is they've finally got an end date for this rubbish cabbage they've been putting on all the burgers.
Oh, you can go back and get your Twisters, guys.
Exactly. Finally. Yes. Finally. Zinger Burgers back on the menu.
Yeah.
So I think it's around August. So
still got a month.
Still got a month to go, but at least there's... You know when you've got a holiday coming up, so right? You know when you're going. As soon as you know that date that you're going on holiday, at least you feel a bit better.
Exactly.
Already, right? So that's like that situation. The other thing they're getting into, right now, they're doing a bunch of trials for drone delivery, right?
And what,
Oh, you look very skeptical, man.
I'm not skeptical. It's just because I already know what they charge for normal, like, Deliveroo, DoorDash deliveries for KFC, and it's like $9.
Well, I think this is going to be cheaper because it's faster and more effective, and they cook the food in what's called a dark kitchen. So
what is a dark kitchen?
They've already set these up in Brisbane. It's basically like a building. It could be just a warehouse or a building. You've got no idea it's KFC. You've got no signs on it, nothing.
So they can't go and steal the secret recipe.
All the herbs and spices. They're just cooking away, making Zinger Burgers and Twisters and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they attach it to a drone and it goes to your house.
So the problem is I don't think you can use in Newcastle in particular because we're so close to the RAF base. I don't think you can use drones around here.
Oh, but these, like the delivery ones, they'll work it out.
Okay.
Because it's big corporations and they'll be low flying and stuff like that.
Okay.
They'll figure this out. There's no way that that's not the future of delivery.
And they're going to charge you $15 for drone delivery, let me tell you.
I reckon it'll be cheaper.
Nah, it's twice as fast. They will capitalize on the fact that people are so intrigued by the idea of a drone delivery, they will... chuck the price up. I guarantee I'd pay more
to have it delivered by a drone or a robot.
Really?
Yeah, of
course. Okay, $9 to get it delivered from a delivery driver like DoorDash.
Yep.
Or $15 for a drone.
It's twice as fast, Meg, they're saying. Twice as fast. Imagine, like, KFC from our house.
It's not that far. Go get your own.
It's like 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
By car.
Yeah.
Be 2 minutes. Imagine you know what?
I can wait an extra 3 minutes for couple of nuggets.
2 minutes. Imagine that. You can't even drive there that fast.
Okay.
As the crow flies.
Now, for me in particular, though, I'm just going to put this out there. I don't order enough from KFC to pay a $15 delivery fee because I get a go bucket.
Right.
Which is like $4. Although I did go there the other day. It's funny you're talking about the price hike. I paid, what, $3.45 for a gravy? It used to be $2.50.
Yeah, that's one of these price hikes that's been happening this year. Be alert, be aware.
Well, bad news about the price hike. Good news, though, if you want to go on KFC for a date, possibly.
Yeah.
And you're meeting your potential life partner on the dating app Hinge.
Oh, yeah.
They've updated certain aspects of their app. That is positive, I reckon.
Yeah, pretty excited about this.
Positive step for the dating world. We'll get into the details on the other side of this. Now, I'm on a couple of dating apps. I'm on Tinder and I'm on Bumble. They're the only two that I'm on.
If you like the sound of Meg's voice... You know, and you look like you're a bit of an emo.
Just
get on dating apps.
Just on this, I was talking to a guy on Tinder a couple of weeks ago who knew that I did this for a living. He goes, I heard your voice this morning. You sound really hot. And I've gone, this morning, and this was on the weekend, and he goes, yeah, I've gone, what time? And he's like, 9:30. I've gone, yeah, that wasn't me. It was our other Kelly who does weekends. Oh, right. He was listening to her, so I'm like, I have to pass the message along to Kelly. She's got a hot voice, according to my Tinder match.
Okay.
But I was thinking of joining Binge as well, but apparently 3 dating apps is too desperate. And apparently Binge is the one that you use when you're looking for a relationship, because I'm not really looking for anything
that's
serious.
Not for you.
It's not for me. But apparently what they've done is situationships are a thing, apparently, where you want to get like the dating feeling without the commitment.
Is that sort of what you're into?
No, I like a date and here and there, but I'm not going to go as far as a lot of people. Like, they introduce people to their parents, even though they don't really want them. I'm not introducing anyone to my friends or family.
Right.
Like, keeping them in the dark. And Hinge has introduced a new feature on their app where you can basically really hone in on what you want. Because on, I think it's like Tinder and Bumble, it's like, unless you put it in your profile directly.
No one knows what you want.
No one knows what you want. The amount of times I've had to respond to messages like, oh, what are you looking for on here? I'm like, nothing serious. And like, what does that mean? I've gone, I don't know. Nothing serious. I don't want to
Google it, mate.
That's why I want it. So Hinge is a streaming app.
Yeah.
Hinge have introduced this thing where you can actually put your dating intentions in the profile, so you can search for people based on that.
Right. So if you're only after one night stands,
or friends with benefits or something like that. So you've got the option of, you know, figuring out my dating goals, which is quite, you know, you don't know what you want. Like, if you're just out of a relationship, for example, that's perfect. You've got short-term relationship or short-term relationship open to long.
Ah, that feels like a...
Right?
Yeah.
Long-term relationship open to short, a.k.a. this probably won't
work out. Anything.
This probably won't work out, but we can go for it.
We'll have a go anyway.
Long-term relationship, or you can actually say, I'm looking for my life partner.
Oh, God. Wow. Okay.
I will be honest, I've never gone onto a dating app seeking my life partner.
Some people do, though. I know people have got married and stuff off Tinder.
Well, that's the thing. I was happily engaged.
Yeah.
Off Tinder. I assumed when I first met my ex-fiancé, Josh, on Tinder, he was the first ever person I'd met.
Wow.
And I was on Tinder for 18 months. And I just didn't really find anyone that I connected with. And I'm like, you know what? He's going to be the first of many. And then I've been with him for 6 years. But if you're looking for like a, you know, a long-term, possibly short-term relationship,
perfect,
you can get yourself
you
on Hinge.
Job done.
Easy as.
You won't see Meg on there, though.
I'm probably not getting on Hinge. I'm on Tinder and I'm on Bumble and that's about it. I can't deal with the, what are you looking for? That's the question I get every single day.
Oh, God.
And I don't know how to describe it without making myself sound bad.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm not looking for anything serious. Well, what does that mean? Well, I don't actually know.
Anyone who asks what does that mean doesn't get it.
Doesn't get it. You're obviously not on the same wavelength as me. It's probably not going to work.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Feel good Friday.
Finally here. So happy.
I know. Friday's here.
I'm a little bit tired this week. It's been a long week. I think it's because it's one of the, like, I was off for a while because I was sick.
Yeah.
And then we had a short week because of a long weekend.
Yeah,
so this
right.
is like the first full week I've had for a while. And I'm like, you know what? This is hard.
Yeah. Real life adulting right there. Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good for a Friday considering. I mean, you know, it's been a busy week, but I feel good.
What was it like on the drive up with this rain? Has it hit yet?
No rain. The freeway's pretty good between Sydney and here. But,
it's going to kick in a minute because school holidays are about to kick off.
It will be chaos. I forgot about that.
Sydney's going to be a nightmare. Actually, no. You'll be driving home out of it.
Yeah, I'll be out of it. Good. Sydney's always fun. Sydney's never a nightmare. That's why I live there.
Yeah.
That's true.
It is a great city.
Then again, you get me who drives in Sydney and takes 5 wrong turns every single time.
Yeah, some people just belong where they belong, don't they?
Exactly.
Thank you.
I belong in Newcastle. That's what we're getting out of that. Hey, Lads vs. Lass is up next, Crevo.
That's right. It's our ultimate battle of the sexes. Lasses on 50, Lads on 51.
Yes.
All right, we need one guy and one girl.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Right, here we go. Guys versus girls. The Lads on 51, the Lasses behind on 50. Very simple. Get the most questions right. Win the prize. Win the points. What do you want?
Very easy. Let's go to Kane in Newcastle. He's a labourer. In a relationship of 6 years. Just got the keys for their first home yesterday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, so whereabouts are you living?
Newcastle.
Inui. Awesome. Nice well, work, let's get into your questions. Hopefully, we can get you this $50 gamble and brown voucher. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Question one. The big four fashion capitals of the 21st century include New York, London, Paris, and which other city?
Milan? I don't know.
Yes! Well
yeah,
done.
You know.
All right. Multiple choice. In what year did Max Factor invent lip gloss? Was it 1930, 1940, or 1950?
1940.
Good guess in the middle.
All right, one more. Question three. Who is typically responsible for planning a bride's hen's night?
The bridesmaid.
Oh, that's the one. That's it. Well done. Two out of three.
Absolutely smashing it, Kane.
Yeah.
Let's meet Claire now in the Air Force. Says she has an 18-month-old at the moment who ends up in her bed every night and is a bit sleep-deprived. Just returned from a 6-week work trip in Vegas. How did you swing that?
just that's
all
going on exercise, so lucky me.
Wow. You just say that's, what do you call it? Like top secret, isn't it? If you're in the Air Force, you can't say anything.
We need to tell the bosses we need a 6-week work trip.
I know.
Just put it out there.
I know. That'd sound all right. Well, let's get into your questions and good luck, okay?
Thank you.
What is the name of Elon Musk's space company?
Tesla.
No, it's the cars. It's SpaceX.
Need this one for the win.
What liquids are in your radiator? The car radiator.
Water?
That's one of them. We need one more.
Oil?
No, it's coolant.
Oh,
come
fire.
On. Damn, well, that means Kane, the labourer from Newcastle, just got his first house and just got $50 to spend at Katara at the...
Gamble and Brown. Gamble and Brown. Well done, Kane.
Kane absolutely loves it. Yeah. So much so he's in shock right now and can't talk.
No, well, hey, up next, you know how much I love a gig, Crevo.
Oh, you're... Mad for him.
Mad for him. Machine Gun Kelly was performing a couple of days ago and something hit. He was injured on stage.
Oh.
Now, this didn't involve anything with instruments. It didn't involve anything with crowd surfing. The way he was injured was self-inflicted and not very smart. I'm just going to put it out there.
Machine Gun Kelly,
So we'll get into the details next. We're heading over to Madison Square Garden for a Machine Gun Kelly gig that went down a couple of days ago, right?
Mm.
And he got injured on stage. Very unfortunate. However, the injury in question was self-inflicted.
Oh.
Normally when you get injuries on stage, it's a result of two things. One, you fell off stage.
Yeah, slipping and falling.
Or someone's thrown a water bottle at your head or something and you've got to get stitches or something like that. Unless you're Machine Gun Kelly who decides to take to your own eyebrow with a champagne glass.
What?
Right? I don't know what was going through his head on this. I know you get really intense while you're singing, you really get into it.
His eyebrow.
His eyebrow. So if you have a look at the photos, Crevo.
Let's see this thing, right?
Trying to push the screen around.
Oh, wow, what's
right?
He done?
Now, the photo I just showed you there was the day after. So he smashed this glass, this champagne glass, into his face, basically.
Has he got a new album coming out?
Oh, probably. Who knows? But the thing is, he had a couple of people in the crowd as well who were a bit shocked. So, obviously, his wife, Megan Fox, was in the crowd. Avril Lavigne was there as well because they've done songs together.
Yeah.
And they looked on in absolute shock. Like, what are you doing, mate?
That's a weird choice of an activity on stage.
So, he's gone onto Instagram and TikTok the next day, right? Wearing the same clothes as the night before, he hasn't gotten changed, and shared like a video and a photo of the wound on his eyebrow. It hasn't been cleaned. he's gone to sleep overnight with, like, the crusty blood and everything all over his face.
Wasn't him and Megan Fox, were they the one drinking each other's
blood?
Yeah,
so she's the... I think they are engaged because he's the one who gave her the engagement ring with the thorns on it so she can never take it off.
I'm just putting it out there that he's a bit weird.
So he's gone on to Instagram and said, New York City, you're my bloody Valentine.
Oh, God.
Mate, get a grip.
A weird choice of drink as well on stage. The old champagne in champagne glass.
Might be Cristal or something fancy.
Yeah, still, it's a, I don't know. Now, you're off to a gig this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think Dave Gleason is going to be rocking a screen of glass over his eyebrow, that's for sure.
I don't think that's his vibe.
No.
Just a quick thought, especially
probably
when
not.
It's pouring rain.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Do not mix this with alcohol, and what do they do? Jager Bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
Oh, have you seen this story, Crevo, up in Queensland?
Yeah, as you were showing me just this before.
Yeah, of a guy, he got a little bit angry at the State of Origin. Obviously, New South Wales smashed Queensland in the State of Origin game too. What he's done, he's at a pub in Queensland. He hasn't reacted very well. He's taken a TV off the wall and thrown it in the bin. Like, he's taken it outside of the pub and smashed it into a skip bin.
This is, insane behaviour.
Like, I know people get really invested in their sport, like, especially, I know, soccer in particular, soccer hooligans, all that kind of stuff, but I've never seen a guy at a pub I've been to rip a TV off the wall, throw it in a skip bin because his team didn't win.
Oh, that is full on. I mean, there's no excuse for that behaviour.
No, there isn't. I don't care how upset you are that your team didn't win, mate. That's not good enough.
Quite funny. So, funny to watch from afar.
I think so. I think, I would have been terrified, I think, because he would have been in a real state. 13:10:09, what's the craziest thing you've seen at your local pub? What have you seen go down? I've seen a guy get smashed through a window before.
Really?
Like a full glass window. It was on a balcony too. Luckily, he didn't go over the edge, thank goodness. It was a pub in town. I think it's closed down actually now. Wonder why?
Of course it is.
Wonder why? 13:10:09, the craziest things you've seen at the pub. We're going to take your calls.
The Novos.
We're talking. What's the crazy thing that you saw at the pub?
Yeah,
what
that's
went
right.
down? So this guy in Queensland took a TV and threw it into a skip bin because the Maroons lost the State of Origin. When I say lost, they got thrashed. But anyway,
yeah,
just putting it out there, Queensland supporters.
Just putting it out there. Indeed, I remember years ago I was in a pub in Canberra, of all places.
Yeah.
And this guy, he just like suddenly cracked it in the VIP lounge.
Oh,
the pokey room,
yeah.
He just started like pushing his machine. Like,
because that makes it win, clearly.
Oh, obviously. And then, I don't know, it was a minute or something, the security noticed him. And then he started going around just pushing random machines, trying to push them over.
Does he realise that most of them don't actually have coins or anything in them anymore?
Obviously not.
Like,
in
it's
his
not
mind,
like, it's not like a vending machine where you can shake it enough and the stuff will fall out.
In his mind, it was back in the 1950s and they're all one-armed bandits.
And they were all 10 cents.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was going around and then he like started punching at them and stuff.
Oh, mate.
Making an absolute nugget of himself.
Look, if you're going to do anything like that, gamble responsibly, of course. We put this on our Facebook last night and Leona said she saw at her local pub a lady talking to a chair. She goes, I think she thought there was someone there or she has invisible friends. I really don't know.
Look, pubs are a grounds for it.
Yeah.
Matt on Facebook as well said, the publican running with his 410 chasing a brown snake that went behind the freezer.
I got to ask, what's a 410? Is that a rifle?
Yeah, big old gun.
Through a pub?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
That snake's got to go. Not again. That brown snake is back.
It's
like the one up in Queensland with a guy with all the crocodiles.
Yeah.
He bopped it on the nose with the frying pan.
Yeah, that was only a couple of weeks ago.
I think publicans in like small towns and regional areas, they just have different challenges.
I think so. It's not your average punter just getting booted out because he's broken RSA rules. It's yeah. crocodiles and
snakes.
Snakes and redback spiders crawling into your pub. That's one thing. I've never been into a pub and there's a spider there.
That's usually pretty clean
around here. Good thing. Snakes? No issues.
They don't bother you.
They don't bother me.
Hey, what's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way?
Kelly Clarkson's revealed the hardest thing that she had to deal with after divorce. I'll play you that audio. Also, too, someone from Friends who created the show has made an official apology about it back in the day.
All right, we'll get the details next.
The Novos. If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Yeah, Jackson's here with What's the Goss. What do you have for us first, my man?
Let's start with Kelly Clarkson, because she's opening up about new music. I don't know if everyone's excited for her.
Kelly Brian.
New country and western music.
Oh,
apparently.
No,
Kelly. I'm just kidding. She's not getting out the old banjo. But she has said that it's been really difficult being back in the studio after a divorce, because she was married for 7 years, and that divorce was very, very
public
dark.
And bitter.
And there was a lot of money involved. Imagine that playing out in front of people. Like, you never want your worst moments of a relationship playing out in front of anyone. Like, that's so private. So I always feel bad for celebrities when this happens. But this is what she's really struggled with, being back in the studio, choosing what she's going to release.
It's been the hardest thing to navigate. I've never had this difficult of a project. Obviously, everybody knows, like, a big, huge divorce, you know, it went through. And it's been, like, 2 years and not easy with kids. I'm just navigating, like, what I'm comfortable with releasing. That's just, like, a hard thing to navigate. It's coming. I just gotta get my crap together.
It would be a difficult thing, right? Because you'd be used to, like, creating in a certain way, in a certain mindset, and then coming out of that, as we said, so, like, raw and it's so public, you'd be, like, protective.
Well, the last album she released probably would have been when she was in love.
Yeah.
And now she's, like, obviously not.
And when you, like, create this art, like, I think if you're not a creative, you don't sort of get it, but it's so personal.
Yeah,
like,
for
you
sure.
really attach yourself to something. So, like, releasing that, it's like birthing a baby, they
yeah.
say.
Yeah. Well, it's like when she released, what was it, Because of You, which is a really, really intense song.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell, like, the passion that got behind that. Be interesting to see how much passion she puts behind this.
I know I always shit on Kelly Clarkson, but I actually really like her as a person. She seems very genuine.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for her new music. Of course, this is iconic.
A Friends
theme song. So Marta Kaufman, or Kaufman, I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
But Kaufman, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. He's he or she? I think it's a he. Huge showrunner, apparently, in the US.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're opening up and apologizing in the Los Angeles Times because they said, admitting and accepting guilt is not easy. It's painful looking yourself in the mirror. I'm embarrassed that I didn't do better 25 years ago. So this is in reflection to the lack of diversity in the Friends cast.
Yeah, okay.
It was just like 5 white friends and there was no representation of what America was really like. And they say that is something that weighs very heavily on them because they
really?
See the race issues now. And they said, especially when George Floyd, remember when George Floyd passed away at the hands of brutality from police?
Yeah.
They said that they feel very guilty for their part that they played in shaping culture and systemic racism back then. And I would never even think of that, but you know what I mean? It's so true when you are creating these shows that go out to millions of people and do shape culture. You are responsible in a way of what you're putting out there. I get that apology. I'm glad that they've come out and actually done that.
A lot of people are shit-canning the new season of The Bachelor because it's just 3 white guys.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like, it's one of those things, like, can we have a bit of a diversification
of
the cast?
It's a broader conversation about TV and movies, really, isn't
really.
It?
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, I guess, especially as the seasons went on, they could have included at least more storylines or something.
Yeah, that's
true. I think
they
tried to.
Well, at least too, when these people come out and do apologise like this, that's the start of change.
Exactly.
And other showrunners, directors, and even actors demanding change within the industry. So it's good. I'm excited about where it's all going.
Great to see.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jackson.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM. Feel Good Friday.
Alright, I've got something that's going to make you feel very, very good. First of all, last day of school for a lot of kiddies across Newcastle and the Hunter. Very exciting.
A lot of kids will be absolutely thrilled and parents going, oh no.
To be fair though, if I was in school, I wouldn't be going to school today. I never went on the last day of school.
Really?
Just one of those things we didn't do. But the other thing is, Disney on Ice Into the Magic coming to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Experience the magic when it returns to the NSENT. These school holidays, 7th to the 10th of July. Tickets are on sale now, but we have them up for grabs for free, my friends. Know your Disney song. All you got to do is we're going to play a little bit of a Disney song, a very well-known Disney song.
Famous ones, usually.
And then it's going to stop. And then you have to sing the next line, bit of karaoke style. If you get it right, family pass to Disney on Ice, Into the Magic, all yours for the school holidays.
For free.
For free. How so? Oh, just incredible.
Great way to start the holidays.
Yeah.
Get involved with this.
Yeah, if you want to play Snow Your Disney Song, we're doing it next, 13:10:09, if you want to get involved. But of course, it is Feel Good Friday.
The Novos.
Experience the magic when Disney on Ice returns to Newcastle in the July school holidays. Tickets are on sale now.
Ready, go!
This is The Novos. Snow Your Disney Songs.
Okay, it's a very easy concept. We're going to play you a very iconic Disney song.
Yep.
And cut it off. And you have to sing the next line.
Finish it off, if you will.
And, like, come on, it's Disney. Who doesn't want to sing along to Disney on a Friday morning?
What more do you want in life?
Oh, I think you'd want the family pass. True Disney on Ice Into the Magic. Maybe you'd want to get your hands on that. Who have we got, Creeper?
All right, let's meet our contestant, our singer for today. It's Katie. Hello.
Good
morning.
Happy
Friday. Happy Friday to you, Katie. Oh, you are a ball of energy. I love this.
Oh, yes. I got up early and took my parents to the airport, so I am home.
Oh, so are they going on holidays?
They are going on holidays, and I am sadly not, but that's okay. We have a lovely early morning car trip together with my daughter.
I was going to say, that's disappointing, though, if they're going on holidays leaving you behind.
It's just the way it is sometimes, though.
Now, Katie, do you know your Disney songs?
I hopefully do.
I've got a feeling you're going to know this one. Like, it's just, Crevo didn't get it, but then again, he hasn't got any this week, so that's no surprise. You ready to go?
Yes,
all right, let's play this Disney song. To Disney on Ice, Into the Magic at Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Take the whole family.
Thank you so much. That's so exciting.
You are so welcome. Enjoy yourself. Oh,
there we go. A true fan right there.
Yeah, I knew she was going to get that. Thing is, I've never seen Frozen, and that is iconic.
Yeah.
That's iconic Disney.
I still didn't get it.
No, you didn't.
That's typical of me not knowing it, though. Hey, up next, some fast food hacks for you. Now, these are great because, like, for example, you're off to KFC in Mayfield or something this week.
Mm.
How about some free sauce? Normally you have to pay 50 cents for that thing.
Ah, clever.
It's this sort of gear to get you the free stuff, so maybe you can sort your lunch out today.
All right, we'll get into it next.
The Novos. Not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Here we are hooking you up with the hacks.
Yes.
Now, if you want free sauce from KFC, this one's personally from me.
Yeah.
Right, and there's a bit of a hack, a bit of a cheeky hack.
This is how he became a millionaire.
No, well, it's not
was
at
by
all.
Getting all these hacks from KFC.
So you go through, you do your order at drive-thru.
Yeah.
You go to pick it up. Oh, can I have a supercharged sauce, please? Like, give them a nice, be polite.
Smile
encouraging.
Always.
Yeah. And they usually hook you up.
Yeah.
Save, like, even a couple. Like, there's a saving of a dollar right there.
There you go. Look at that.
First one right there. Next one, and this is interesting. This is from Macca's this time, because what's happening in America, and fingers crossed this will come here, they're talking about it, is they've got, like, a hacks menu coming. So this is a big one. You can get a burgers over there now using the hash browns as buns.
What?
Yeah. Apparently it's big over there. Like, people were just doing it.
Yeah.
Like, ordering in the different things. Now they've, like, inserted a little hacks menu where you can get this.
Well, the KFC app has that. It's yeah, not a hacks menu, like the secret menu.
Secret menu, yeah, yeah.
That's, I wonder what's on the I haven't looked at the secret menu in a long time. I'm going to do that now.
I've never looked at it, to be honest.
I always look at it because there's always some delicious stuff on there, but I haven't done it in a while. Let's have a look.
All right, while you bring that up, another Macca's thing, they've got the crunchy double. So basically, it gets you a double cheeseburger and then they put 6 nuggets in it.
What?
To make extra crunchy. You're not about that?
I don't like the idea of mix. I'm not a fan of mixing meat.
Oh, you'll love this one then. The land, air and sea, right? Which is a combined chicken burger, Big Mac and fillet and fish
mate,
in one
that's
bun.
A waste. That is disgusting. So I've got my rare hacks that I use. So I get chips and gravy. That's pretty much my stock standard. I get every single time.
Mm.
And chips and gravy isn't great when the chips aren't fresh.
Yeah.
So every time I go in, I ask for my chips without salt, and then I ask for salt packets.
So they have to make
you... So the chips have to be fresh.
Because as soon as they cook them, usually, they hit them with that salt gun.
Yep.
And then they sit there for who knows how long.
Exactly. Right? If you ask for no salt, they have to cook fresh chips, give you those, and then put the salt on. I know the people who work in fast food are hating me for this right now because you're causing me extra work.
They're hating us for all of these, but that's not the problem right now. The problem is making sure you get the best.
Exactly. A friend of mine as well used to order steamed buns instead of the toasted, so that way everything was fresh on the burger. This was at Macca's.
Because they have to make you a whole new burger then.
Yeah, and the alternative to a vegetarian burger at Hungry Jack's, my best friend used to be a vegetarian, so he used to get his Whopper without the meat, so the price was significantly lower because the meat was taken off, and he always got onion rings with his burgers, like with his meals anyway, and he put onion rings on the burger, so that would be his vegan burger, vegetarian burger.
Oh, see, that's a good workaround. Probably cheaper than whatever.
It was a lot cheaper than a standard Whopper.
Or their new special vegan burger or whatever that thing is, because that thing is going to be expensive.
I just had a quick look at the secret menu at KFC because I was very curious. They've got a tender crunch burger at the moment. Interesting. And a zinger crunch slider. Yum.
They sound pretty good.
It is $7.25 and I'm really craving KFC right now. This is
sorry about that.
Why would you do this, Jimmy?
It's all part of the
After fun. We finish, I'm going to Mayfield.
Yeah, of course you are.
I'm going to Mayfield KFC, chips and gravy, maybe a couple of nuggets. Cheeky nuggets for a Friday.
Hook yourself up, Meg.
Trick yourself.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grillo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as New FM.
And fire up, Meg, because we're about to do a money can't buy experience here on the show. And that's what we're all about, isn't it?
This makes me really happy because I would have killed to do something like this as a kid.
It's something you'd talk about and remember for the rest of your life.
Oh, absolutely. And the best part is nowadays, like, we've got phones, you can video it, you can relive that at your 21st birthday and embarrass the living crap out of you.
Oh, never would happen.
That's what's going to happen, but you're going to...
You're going to be proud of it, right?
In the moment, though. Oh, my God. We're talking about the Knights, kid. We've got a bunch of home games coming up very soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Tonight, it is the Titans, obviously, versus the Knights. McDonald Grand Stadium kickoff is 6 o'clock. Make sure you head along. But one special kid is going to be heading along as the Knights kid.
That's right. And because it's the last day of school, he's going to be able to tell all his mates, guess what I'm doing tonight? Kick off the holidays.
Last day of school. I love it. Let's meet our next Knights kid.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our New FM Knights kid.
Yeah, so exciting. It's a money can't buy experience. Imagine that, the roar of the crowd as you run that game ball out onto the field. Only way to get it is to win it with us.
Now, the last time I went to a Knights game, I watched this. So bloody cute.
Yeah, of course. It's amazing, right? So make sure you register at newfm.com.au. Let's meet Ali now.
Yeah, hey, Ali.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, good. Happy Friday, first of all.
Yeah, to you as well.
Yeah, and we're learning about your son, Max, okay? So he originally was a soccer fiend.
He was.
Yeah, so he's turned into an NRL lover, though.
Oh, he's always been an NRL lover, but we've swapped codes this year and having a go at it.
Okay, how's he going? Yeah. How's he going with the switch?
Yeah, good.
Winning a lot of games?
Well, yeah, we haven't had a lot of games in, but we're getting there now. We're having some catch-up games, so, yeah, we're getting there.
Good luck. And you're saying he's celebrating his birthday this weekend?
Yeah, so Maxie was actually, we were in lockdown for his birthday back in April, and he was supposed to be going to the footy with his mates for his birthday, so we get to celebrate tonight. So he's taking three of his mates with him.
Oh, do they know what's happening?
Well, their mums do, so...
Oh, okay, so it's a little bit of a secret to a degree.
Yeah, they're a little tricky. Too.
This is going to be so good.
Well, Max is going to be running the game ball out tonight at the at McDonaldron Stadium when the Knights take on the Titans. Congratulations!
Thank you.
He's going to be so happy. Make sure you take lots of videos, lots of photos. If you want to register, newfm.com.au. We've got a stack of Knights home games coming up very, very soon.
Once in a lifetime opportunity, that is.
Yeah. Up next, though, yesterday we launched something really, really cool, our food drive for local food pantries across Newcastle and the Hunter. Now, the one, we got some deliveries by 8:30 yesterday
within
morning.
Within minutes, really.
Within minutes of us announcing this. We announced it at like 7:30 yesterday morning. By 8:30, we had grocery bags filled to the brim with amazing things. Thank you so much to everyone who's gotten behind us already. We're going to catch up with someone from Pantry for the People in minutes. So this is a community pantry out in Stockton. So originally we were going to fill up the one just in Hamilton, near Hamilton Station. Yeah. And then we found out there's a stack of these community free pantries right across Newcastle and the Hunter. Let's spread the love.
Let's fill up as many of them as we can and, help the community at this point.
Exactly.
Because, like we've said, and we'll say it again, prices of food and everything's going up. Everyone's experiencing that.
Yeah.
But if you can just put aside a little, like even just one item or a few items or whatever you can really help someone.
Yeah, so we're going to chat to Priscilla from Pantry for the People on the other side of this.
The Novos.
And yesterday was an amazing day. We launched the Novos Food Drive. What we're aiming to do is basically stock these free community pantries right across Newcastle and the Hunter. Yeah. We've already had a stack load of donations come in. You can drop them off to our Sandgate studios during business hours. We're looking for like non-perishables, like noodles, soups, all that kind of stuff. Even some toiletries as well, which would be great.
Snacks and treats as
well. Snacks and treats as well to brighten the day of people who are struggling. Now, yesterday we've already done a delivery to the food pantry at Hamilton Station, which was great. We filled up the entire top section.
Great.
Which was amazing. But we found out about yesterday about a Facebook page, Pantry for the People. We've got Priscilla on the phone. Hey, Priscilla.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Well. Now, you helped set up this Pantry for the People with your friend Rachel during the start of COVID, yeah?
That's correct. So I'll give a shout out to my friend, Rachel Towns.
Yeah.
She's the original founder of the pantry. Unfortunately, she couldn't be with us here today due to prior commitments.
That's
but
all right.
Rachel,
that's all right.
A bit of a living legend around the community here. She's very valued and respected, and she's probably the most kindest and generous person I know.
Now, what you've done is, she's obviously started this, a community pantry in Stockton. Tell us about that.
So the pantry was started during the first pandemic on the 23rd of June 2020. I met Rachel during the setup period, and we've kind of worked as a team together ever since.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what kind of items do you look for your pantry in particular?
So we've left the pantry. It was all started from the grassroots tradition of the community pantry. So the items that we mainly look for are non-perishable goods, tins, cans, noodles, toiletries, toys, games for the kids. We do have some storage there that we can supply, school bags and school supplies if needed.
Oh, beautiful.
Toilet paper and toiletries.
Yep.
It's a big help.
So all kinds of stuff. Definitely. Unfortunately, in Stockton, there's no place that someone can go to get these essential goods. So we just want to do what we can.
Yeah, you were telling me yesterday there isn't many community support services available in Stockton.
That's correct, and that's how Rachel originally had the idea as well. Working as a nurse, she had a patient that came in who didn't have anything with him.
Oh.
And he was from this area, and he was looking for service and support, so there was nowhere to send him.
Yep.
That was local. So that's how the idea came about originally.
Well, thank you so much for everything that you're doing as well. You actually get some donations from another amazing charity called Hope in a Suitcase.
That's
that was
correct.
Set up by Rachel Clancy, yeah?
Yes, that's correct. Rachel's been a great help to us, providing us the toiletry packages as needed.
Oh, beautiful.
And we also have ongoing love and support from the Stockton community. Without their kind and generous donations, we couldn't keep the pantry alive. So.
Well, hopefully we're going to get some more donations today, and we're going to head out there in the next couple of days and help you stock that pantry.
Oh, that's great. We can't keep up with demand, unfortunately.
It's
telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of the times that we're living in, when these, you know, these things that are set up by the community are so, well, it is well utilized. Like that is, it's good. It's all being used.
It is well utilized, and look, we've done a lot of other things, but we have homeless people who have reached out to us, and we've connected them to accommodation and services.
Oh, that's
beautiful. And we also offer people messages all the time with needing supplies, and we do hampers and door runs. So it's just me and Rachel. We're both very busy working professionals. So any help, if anyone wants to come on board and volunteer with us too, we're hoping to expand eventually into a community hub.
Well, make sure you check it out. It's called Pantry for the People. Now, thank you for everything that you're doing.
Yeah,
you're doing an amazing job.
Obviously,
working full time and then doing this kind of thing is fantastic. Because I know Priscilla is also a social welfare worker, so she knows what this is about, and
she knows what she's doing as well to run something like that.
Yeah, helping the community. I absolutely love it. So we are taking donations here at the studio here in Sandgate. Drop them off during business hours. We'll put a list on our Facebook page of everything that we're after,
like the things we're targeting.
Yeah, yeah. And Crevo and I are going to go deliver these to different pantries right across Newcastle and the Hunter. We're going to close this next Friday, so you've got plenty of time to get your stuff in.
Keep up the good work, Newcastle.
Thank you so much for the support. Good morning.
Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM. Celeb or pleb.
Yeah, very simple around the team challenge to see who's the best at guessing if people are just regular plebs, regular people, or are they famous? Are they a celebrity on the line? Producer Jackson sets up the anonymous caller, and then we sort of ask a few questions about their life, etc. Yep. I try and work it out by their voice. Meg, the queen of guessing celeb or pleb on 9 points.
Yes.
I'm trailing way behind on 8.
Okay, let's meet our anonymous person. Hello, anonymous.
G'day, guys. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Crevo, you want to start our first question?
Yeah, let's crack right into it. What type of shampoo do you use?
Just good old-fashioned Head and Shoulders.
Alrighty, okay. Question two. What was the last movie you saw at the movies?
It was actually Minions. And it was a great movie.
There you go. Loving the kids' movies. Okay.
Enjoyed Minions. Okay, number three. What was the last thing you got on Uber Eats?
Oh, I don't remember the last time I had Uber Eats, to be honest.
Home cook, then, I'm assuming by that, maybe.
That,
I don't mind the home cooks now.
Yeah, there you go.
Or very healthy.
Or it's menu logger.
Yeah, that's also a possibility.
All right, how long since you have travelled overseas?
Oh, I'd have been back in maybe 2018 or so.
Jeez, okay. All right.
Pre-pandemic. Yeah, that's right. A couple of years before that even. Okay, next one. What is the most expensive piece of clothing you have ever purchased?
I would say a nice pair of shoes.
Okay, like the Nike TNs or something?
Oh, no. Maybe just a pair of dress.
like dress shoes or something. Yeah.
Okay, final question. Do you own a smartwatch or fitness tracker, and do you still use it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one are you on? Are you on like a fitness tracker situation?
Samsung or Apple Watch?
Good old Garmin.
Garmin, okay.
Fitness guy. You know what?
I think the overseas thing got me. I'm going pleb.
You reckon pleb? Yeah. I think you are a celeb. The fitness thing and all that sort of stuff. Low-key home meals. I think that's you. I'm going to say celebrity.
Okay, Anonymous. Are you a celeb or are you a pleb?
I'm definitely a pleb.
You're definitely a pleb?
All right, what was your name?
Hayden.
Hayden.
What's that, sorry?
Seems to possibly be a celeb.
I'm
a Ninja Warrior. This week, you're a Ninja Warrior!
Oh my God, so is that airing this weekend, is it?
Yeah, it's airing this weekend, so I don't know what you want to...
Oh, that's exciting.
You're
in the
middle bracket. I don't know.
You're on the way to being a celeb. Like, you could be the next Ashlyn Herbert or something. That'd be incredible.
Oh, we'll see.
Oh, good luck.
I'm very keen to see you. How was the experience? Talk us through it.
Different. It was a long day, but definitely a fun experience.
Yeah. Oh, well, definitely. good luck. Can't wait to see you. I'm going to have to definitely watch this this weekend.
This is
exciting. Sure. Thank you so much.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Now, this is the statement we've all been waiting for. Tim Allen, why is he not in the new Buzz Lightyear movie?
Well, look, his response is a little bit underwhelming. I mean, Patricia Heaton, who played Deborah in Everybody Loves a Raymond, she spoke out about it and she said that it was a major mistake from Disney and Pixar to not cast Tim Allen. And there were rumours that they didn't cast him because he was too old.
Oh.
Which is very weird considering he's just a voice character.
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. But some people do have an old-sounding voice.
Yeah, but he's so iconic. Iconic as Buzz, do you know what I mean?
Would you replace Woody? Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, he's finally spoken out about it, and I don't think he has one single to give, to be honest. Listen to this.
The short answer is I've stayed out of this. As I see, it's not a big adventure story. It's a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem to have any connection to the toy. It has no relationship to Buzz. It's just no connection. I wish there was a better connection.
He doesn't really have an answer, does he?
He doesn't.
He's like, the story's a bit crap and I don't really care. Here's my response.
You hear that and you go, he's read the script and he rejected it. That's what
maybe
I think.
Maybe. Okay.
Is he still doing the Santa Claus movies? I wonder.
Probably. How many of them are there? 70?
They were so great. Oh, my Lord. Halsey has caused waves at one of her concerts. Of course, a lot of stuff going down in America with the Roe v. Wade and all these celebrities are talking about it. So she did a very passionate speech at one of her concerts.
It is up to every single one of you, myself, every single person in this building to do our part to protect bodily autonomy and bodily integrity, to protect medical privacy.
Now, following that, a lot of people were tweeting saying that they paid to see her sing, not to give her opinion, which I think is a little bit rude.
You know what? Halsey's going to give her bloody opinion, whether you like it or not.
And also, too, people were saying, like, so many people left your concert after. Now, I looked at the concert. It was very packed. But she said, I guess that's the downside to doing an outdoor venue. No door to hit you on the ass on the way out.
Good. You know what? She wouldn't care if people left her gig if they didn't agree with that stance. She's just like, nah.
And respect to people in America, especially like celebrities that speak out about stuff, because it's like the cancel culture is so huge over there.
Yeah,
they don't mind.
You know, the chicks when they spoke out about the government. So it's like, you know, it's a risk, but good on her.
Like, not in the same ballpark, but I remember when Taylor Swift came out for the legislation for same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
And did like, well, you need to calm down, all that kind of stuff. She was like, she was told, don't do it. Yeah. It will ruin your career. Absolute opposite.
Well, have you heard the rumours about Taylor Swift?
No.
That she was in a relationship with Kylie Klass? Am I the only one that's heard those rumours?
I've not heard that.
No. Yeah,
look into that. It's very interesting.
Spicy.
Spilling the tea, Jackson. Thank you very much.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jagerbomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as UFM.
And straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
This thing's fitting. Tones and
perfect.
Get it away.
Feel good Friday, though. Like, we're not going to let it dim our shine.
No.
She's coming up.
Beautiful.
Panic at the Disco.
Yes.
As well, your emo boys. There you go. Also, too, I love the angry pop music.
Feeling this.
Yeah, Leah Kate, it's fresh from her 10 Things I Hate About You.
I read an interview, apparently got nothing to do with the movie. Very disappointing.
Yeah, people just suck. Sometimes you just really have to tell them in a song.
Yeah.
Everything you don't like
I'm
about
a fan
it.
Of that, absolutely.
Here's a big old list.
Here's a big list. I don't like you. These are all the reasons why. 105 minutes commercial free. Kicking off after 9 o'clock with Jackson. Any of those could be a cash track, by the way.
Oh, could be worth money. You never know. Up next, though, Meg, bit of an intervention you and I have to have. We're doing a right or wrong because you revealed to me yesterday.
Yeah.
You have purchased from our local Woolworths a pair of microwavable slippers.
I've been wanting a pair of these for like 2 years.
And so these are slippers that before you wear them each night, you put them in the microwave
for 30 like a seconds. Minute, oh, or 30 a minute seconds or to a minute. I haven't used them yet.
This is so disgusting.
Nah.
What are you doing?
Now, look.
Your food is cooked in there after your smelly slippers have been in there.
Okay, what I do, this is the plan. First of all, I don't wear them bare on my bare feet. I put socks on
as
first.
If.
I do.
Okay.
Second of all, I put them on a plate first so they don't touch
them. Now you're infecting a plate as well.
I clean the plate, clearly. Ugh. Now, the thing is, I've got my feet are ridiculously cold, like 24/7. My whole body can be a perfect temperature, and you'll touch my feet, and they'll be ice.
Take a couple of ginkgo tablets, Meg.
I don't know what that is.
It's some like thing that makes your blood circulation better.
Yeah, that's natural. What it is. So I've tried one of those Revita things that our From Home and Away spruiks.
Did you buy one?
No. My stepdad's got one, so I used that. Didn't work. Massaging things don't work. Nothing works. I try putting them in hot water, and they go straight back to cold. Microwavable slippers are the future, my friend. Don't diss.
No, they're the future of disgustingness. All right, this is what we want to do. 13:10:09, right or wrong, microwavable slippers. Do you think this is amazing, Team Meg? You love the idea? Or is this gross? Team Crevo, it's a no.
All right, we'll take your calls next on The Novos.
Yeah, now, Meg, you brought this up yesterday, and I was shocked. I still am.
Oh, you need to get over this, Crevo. It's not a big deal.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it is a big deal. You decided that you are going to purchase yourself microwavable slippers. You wear them, you get all sweaty in the slippers, and then you put them in the microwave to warm them up.
Okay, I don't get sweaty in slippers because my feet are freezing. Not to mention, I've been wanting a pair of these for ages. They're like 50, 60 bucks for good ones. I was at Woolies the other day. They were about 30 or 35, and I got them for $14. I was so happy.
Can I just say, you're every person that wears slippers or UGG boots. Oh, I don't get sweaty, and they don't stink when you reek, and it's gross. You know, just accept it. It's really foul. I'm with Crevo on this one.
Don't be putting your shoes in your food preparation area. That's just a general life lesson.
I need them in my life. Let's go to Colin. Hey, Colin.
Hell no.
Hell?
Some common sense.
So, okay, give me some recommendations then, because as I said, I've got ridiculously cold feet, like 24/7. Socks, UGG boots. I come to work in UGG boots now because my feet are freezing all the time.
Buy yourself a pair of UGG boots.
I've got UGG boots.
Okay, what else do you need?
They don't do anything. Oh, but not, see, God. I can't wear them in bed. I can't wear UGG boots in bed. They're uncomfortable.
Corey, what's next is going to be microwave blondie.
Now that's a bit gross, Colin.
It's the same sort of business, Meg.
No, it's not.
It's you can't have your shoes. Okay, the only solution to this is to buy a separate microwave that is only for that.
No. So as I said, I wear socks. I wear thick furry socks.
It's so gross,
when I wear the
Meg.
Thing, you know what? When you have to deal with ridiculously cold feet, Mr. I have a ridiculous amount of heaters and a fireplace. My unit is very cold. Stop your judgment.
My judgment will continue as long as you put your shoes in the microwave.
They're not shoes, they're slippers.
Either way, it's gross. That's it.
Oh, you just did.
100% of callers agree with me.
And just rehashing what we started yesterday, the Novos food drive. So what we're doing is we're filling community free pantries right across Newcastle and the Hunter. Big thank you for all the support we've had so far.
Already.
It's been incredible.
Yeah.
We've got a box out the front of our studios at the moment in Sandgate, 173 to 175 Maitland Road, Sandgate. You can drop off perishables, self-care items like sanitary products, all that kind of stuff, and food, all of that.
You can just Google like New FM Studios on Google Maps. Don't worry about the address. That's easier.
They might be on their way, Crevo.
Oh, that's
true. It's easy to chuck into the GPS. We got some great deliveries yesterday. We already topped up the food pantry at Hamilton Station, which was great. When we get some more stuff, we're going to go out to the one in Stockton, the pantry for the people. We spoke to Priscilla earlier this morning about that. And we found out there's so many scattered around Newcastle and the Hunter. They're mainly in the Newcastle LGA.
Yeah.
If you know of any, like, out in Maitland, Cessnock, like the Hunter, let us know. Inbox us on Facebook so we know, because we don't want to just obviously support one area. We want to support the entire Hunter region.
Yeah, and like, in the past when we've done something like this, this community can be so generous.
Oh, it's incredible.
So if we can spread that love out, that would be fantastic.
Yesterday in particular, when I was dropping stuff off to the Hamilton Pantry, I got talking to a lady who was using it, mm-hmm. and she was so thankful.
Yeah.
So thankful. She's like, you're an angel. And I'm like, no. This is from listeners of this radio station.
Yeah.
This isn't me.
The real heroes?
We're the dropper offerers. Yeah.
That's a real word.
The official word. I'm calling us the dropper offerers. So if you want to get involved with the Nobos food drive, please, we'll put a thing on our Facebook letting you know of all the things that you can donate, and hopefully we can make life easier for a couple of people around the Newcastle and Hunter area who are struggling.
Every little bit helps, and it can make someone's day to feel that little bit better.
Absolutely. Hey, 105 minutes commercial free coming up next with Jackson.
Yo, I haven't heard this for a while.
Oh, interesting.
Is it possibly in the playlist as a cash track? Is that why we're bringing it back? I don't
know. Maybe. Could be interesting.
Christina Aguilera.
I'd love for this to be a cash track. Can you imagine writing this down, thinking of the 105 bars, and then dancing to Genie in a bottle?
Would be good, right? Especially for a Feel Good Friday. A Daft Punk in the playlist as well, getting you through your weekend.
It's all feel-good bangers today. Newcastle's got a new block of ad-free music kicking off next. As I said, anything could be a cash track, so keep it locked on UFM all day. Have a great weekend, guys. We will catch you on Monday. Bye.
See ya.